Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Haven't heard this in a long time.
Well, it's for you.
That's a good song.
Well, actually, I think it's for the rest of us because you have the faith.
I do.
We're trying to find it.
Even though people don't believe I do, I just, like, listen, man, I'm not one for a whole lot of excuses, man. And that's what they kind of sound like to me. You know what I mean? You're making excuses for why people grab rebounds and stuff. That's a long explanation.
It's all about angles and about shots.
That's a long explanation, though. That's like me going to the hospital and having like a procedure, and then the doc explaining in detail what he exactly did. Am I okay? Doc, I don't give a damn about all that. Am I okay? Do I have to come back? That's all I need to know. Like, doc, am I straight? Am I good? Do I need anything else?
So basically, you want rebounds tonight.
I just want, that's it. Listen, if you have to punch people in the lips to get rebounds and get them, that's okay. No, that's not okay. I'm just tripping. But still, you got to do what you got to do, man. You got to figure it out.
When this series is over, unless they come back, I am just, my image of this series is going to be Josh Hart leaping over everyone for rebounds. Like, dude, he had 17 rebounds in a game. He's 6'4". I don't think the last time I've seen someone have that many rebounds in a game at that size is Charles Barkley. It's insane. He's not supposed to do this. And box him out, whether it be Tobias or Batum or Embiid. Get the rebound tonight. 215-592-9495. Back to your phone calls in a second here. And a third clue we'll give you for Hughes Clues. We got to give this away and away in this segment. I think this third clue is going to do it. But can we, let's talk about what happened last night out in Los Angeles. So Phillies lose. Late night game. I do like late night baseball, and then I feel it the next morning. Now you're a little tired?
Well, I stayed up for that one because that one took a weird turn.
It did.
It took a weird turn.
In the beginning, if they score three in the first, Bohm continues to hit, and it's like they're going to blow the doors off him. They left an opportunity to score more in the first, but he still felt good. Sanchez wasn't very good last night, but he was holding them down, only gave up the run, and then or in the early innings.
Then you got a balk.
You got a balk for a run. Because the disengagement. It was the third
disengagement. He did it like three times, yeah.
You can only throw after twice, you can't throw over again.
Yeah.
And so it was a free run. And it felt like, all right, they're going to win again. And at the same time I'm watching this last night, the Braves were being no hit out in Seattle. So I'm like, all right, we're going to be within a game in first place. And then the bullpen came in. Kirkery allowed the inherited runners. But then the real issue became the next inning. Sir Anthony Dominguez, who we talked about last week, just looks like he's lost. An inning last night, the three hits, the two runs, loses the game. His ERA now is at 9.58. They got a real issue here with Sir Anthony Dominguez. And we said last week they got to start moving him away from the high leverage spots, but it still was a tie game last night. Like, he found his way into a tie game. They have issues here. So now what do they do? John Kruk last night on Sir Anthony and what he thinks they could do here.
I don't know how to fix it. I don't know what I would do, but I 2 years ago it worked for Jose Alvarado, and they sent him out and they said, work on the cutter, throw the cutter more. And then he figured out a grip on the cutter that it was effective. And, he's been a really darn good reliever at the back end of our bullpen for the last 2 years. I don't know if Sir Anthony needs that, but he needs something to get his confidence back because he still has stuff. The ball's moving. Problem is, it's moving away from where he wants to throw it, and that's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. So, John Kruk is kind of alluding to the idea, what if they sent him out to the minor leagues, like Jose Alvarado had a few years ago before he came back better.
Yeah, he worked on his stuff, and he got better. I mean, is that an option for Sir Anthony at this point?
So it is and isn't. I think based on his seniority in the major leagues, he'd have to accept the assignment. Like, you know, Johan Rojas. I'm just using him for an example here. I'm not going after you with your guy, Johan. But if the Phillies decided tomorrow they wanted to send Rojas down, he couldn't do anything, right?
He just got to go.
He's got to go. Sir Anthony and any player that's in the league a while, they'd have to accept the assignment. Now, maybe he would. Actually, this morning, Ruben Amaro thought that he might welcome it. Here's Ruben this morning with Cameron Ritchie.
He may invite it because he may be to the point where he's exasperated enough with his own performance that he would say, okay, I will agree to go down.
Does it often happen that a player is asked to go down and he's opposed to the idea?
In that situation, yes. I think for him, if I were him in that situation, I'm still getting paid. I go down, I get the albatross off my back, and I start to throw like I used to throw and gain the confidence back and then come back.
So there's the idea there from Ruben this morning, from John Kruk last night. He'd have to accept an assignment if he went down to the minor leagues. I don't know if they're going to. It's a challenging one, Hugh, because they wanted him to be a big part of this. It's only a month, so you don't want to give up on him. There's another idea here that could avoid all the minor league assignment stuff. How about a phantom injury?
You mean like you do for guys that aren't doing well, just kind of save face a little bit?
Yeah, we shut him down with shoulder fatigue for 2 weeks, and then he's got to work his way back through a rehab assignment in the minor leagues. I mean, teams do this.
I mean, I've heard it be done before.
Yeah, it's like a reset almost. And, you know, the player would have to be okay with it and kind of in on it, but this happens. Like, shoulder's a little balky. Let's give him 2 weeks. We'll start him back up, rehab assignment, and then he figures it out, and maybe he's back here by July and he's good again.
Yeah, but I will say that would probably help him, but it didn't help last night that after you scored those first three runs, it felt like you got a little bit complacent.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? It felt like that was the case, and it just felt like you didn't have to tackle any more runs because the Angels were already on like four-game skid.
Yeah,
so
bad.
It felt like that game was just weird last night, Joe, and I stayed up and watched it, and it was like towards the end. We still had an opportunity to win, but we stranded some runners on base and everything, so it was just a weird night for us.
It was.
It felt like it was one of those things where you just kind of let your foot off the gas pedal just a little bit.
Yeah, and I need Topper to stop using Sir Anthony in spots where the game is tied or it's close. It just he can't pitch those games right now. Last thing on this, back to your phone calls. On a night I watched Mike Trout help the Angels win, stole a base, scored a run late.
Yeah.
Nick Castellanos 0 for 4. So today's the last day of April. Am I right on that? Tomorrow's May 1st?
Yep.
Castellanos enters the last day of April hitting 173 with a 460 OPS.
Castellanos.
That's unbelievable. You mentioned leaving runners on. Kyle, early in that game, they had Griffin Canning on the ropes. He ran three runs in the first inning, two guys on for Castellanos' first inning, boom, double play.
Yeah, dude, it was terrible, Canning. I mean, they should have been all over him. I think my biggest issue with last night is it's the Sir Anthony thing for one, but, like, where the hell was Matt Strom? Isn't Matt Strom that guy?
Yes, he should be.
I didn't understand, like, maybe any of the things that Rob Thompson was doing.
It was a weird night.
It was a really weird night for Thompson.
Yeah, it was. Tough night for the Phillies. They lose. Back at it tonight. Turnbull on the mound tonight for the Phillies against the Angels. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. A lot to discuss. And, of course, you know what? We need a third clue, Hugh, before we go any further.
Third clue?
We got to give this thing away. Third clue, Hugh's clues for a prize today to go see Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater. What do we got?
Yeah, this one. You should get it with this one because this one's a dead giveaway. This guy starred in a movie with one of Philly's own.
Okay, so we got a TV show with this actor in the 90s.
Yeah.
Started off as a comedian, and he starred in a movie with one of Philly's own. I think
that's a dead giveaway.
That's
right
a good
there.
Clue right there. I mean, that's.
Can I just give out like one little itty bitty clue?
You want the clue 3.5?
Well, yeah, like some people say now that he favors a gerbil.
He looks like a gerbil.
Some people, as in me, that was my observation.
Yeah, I would say this guy is not
gerbil-ish.
He hasn't aged gracefully
from
his prime. Yeah, he. It looked quite the same as he
did. I mean,
did in the 90s.
Looks like he's got acorns in those cheeks.
Yeah, he ain't missing no meals.
He's the syndication money from his very popular 90s TV show is coming in.
Successful.
It was a successful show.
Checks on top of checks.
Good for him. I like this guy. Let's go to Ike in South Philly. What's up, Ike?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Junior?
What's going
How
on?
How we
man?
Doing, buddy?
No, they had wait forever. I already got the answer for you, but I'm going to get with the Joel Embiid situation. I think he know everything he could do. I wish we just had a backup center so when he get rest, they could contribute.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't have that, but I think if we could win the game tonight, I feel good about us winning the game 6 at home. But he just messed up that, like, Tobias Harris wasn't really giving us nothing, but he gave us a little bit nothing in the first half, then Oubre took over in the second half. But it's just that, well, of course, we just can't get it done. So I don't know.
Well, that's where these games are won, right? I mean, these games have all been close. The one game that was kind of not close was the Sixers win, where they were, you know, they got up 15 or so in the fourth. But if they're gonna win tonight, they gotta be efficient in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, but they was, if you think about it, they were leading the pace basically the whole game, then they started declining. I don't know what be happening.
I don't either. I mean, it's puzzling what's going on in the fourth quarter. All right, Ike, give us your guess here. Huge clues. Who are we talking about today?
Hey, well, I'm gonna give you a clue. He played in Talking Dirty After Dark, right?
Yeah. Are you giving me clues to my stuff?
Martin Lawrence.
Yes! Yeah. You hit it, Ike. Good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Good stuff.
You win the tickets there. Good for you. Pair of tickets. See comedian Brian Regan October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd at Ticketmaster.com. Yes, Martin, a very popular 90s TV show.
Very, very popular.
Never heard of it, but for everyone out there, Google Martin Lawrence, current. Do themselves a favor and get back to me if you think it looks like a gerbil.
See, your lack of respect for Martin and the run it had on TV is appalling. Martin,
it doesn't deserve any respect.
No, it does.
If I've ever heard of it, then maybe we
Martin
consider
was
it popular.
Very, very popular show.
Martin was on the Thursday night lineup on Fox. Okay, Thursday night was the night in TV in the 90s. You had to be there to experience.
I'm just
it.
Saying,
there was nothing else to do. There's nothing else to watch. We watched TV.
Doesn't popularity like encompass people knowing about it?
Well, I think most of our listeners today, when we said Martin, remember the TV show.
I'm just saying, it can't be that popular.
Hugh, can you help me here?
No, it was very, very popular. It's just that Kyle's too young. He's one of them young cat, young thunder.
I'm also very stubborn.
Very,
I'm dug
very
in on this,
so.
And I refuse to relent. Martin, not a very popular show.
All right, well, if you were put on the Thursday night lineup and had to go against the behemoths on NBC, you had to be pretty darn good, and Martin was good. Derek is up next. What's up, Derek?
Damn, I was one call too late. I've been on hold for 2 hours waiting to see Martin.
Oh, you had Martin? I'm not surprised you nailed that.
It's all good. It's all good. Listen, real quick, it's not an excuse or nothing like that. Listen, basketball, right? Name a center, right? You can go with Shaq. You go with all the great centers. None of the great centers you can name, like, led their team to a championship, right? You have to have other people around you because down the stretch, it is so easy to take a big man out of the game, right? Shaq, you sit up there and pretend like he was this, that, and the third. Yeah, he was dominant, but who was closing out them games? That's where Kobe, like, became Kobe. Like, when the game gets close down the stretch, you got to have somebody out there. Like, Joel Embiid's not creating those shots for other people. He's not creating really those shots for himself. He's a one-dimensional player. You got to have a closer. Michael Jordan was a closer, right?
Derek, I agree with you on this.
I agree with you.
No, I mean, I just don't have that belief.
I don't have that belief in this team because of those reasons. Like, I mean, Embiid, he does it to himself by talking and saying this and saying that. Like, even on the rebounding part, the Knicks won what? Their main offense is high screen and roll, right?
Yes.
They do it at least 3 or 4 times in a 20-minute shot clock just until they get the switch that they want. And most times you see Embiid, you know, guarding Brunson, he's shooting a 3, and then Embiid is nowhere near the rebound, right? And then you got Oubre and everyone else, Kyle Lowry, Maxey, they just ball watching. You understand what I'm saying? So with the 6 team right here, they got to build up for one, right? And for two, they got to play tougher. They don't want it, right? We can blame Embiid all we want, but the Sixers don't want it as a whole.
Derry, I agree.
And you know what?
Did I ask you a question before y'all cut me, though?
Mm-hmm. What you got, man?
I asked John Mitchie this morning. Yesterday when y'all was talking about the bull, what's his name? Jalix, the guy that got drafted?
Jalix, the defensive end.
So, I'm looking at it like these guys waiting to get drafted and all that, right, and with their families and all that. And then the coaches is calling them. They got a million people there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They can barely hear what's going on. So I'm just, like, thinking for you, like, did somebody call you when you was at a draft party and you couldn't hear them and all that kind of stuff?
I
was kind of like rolling your moment a little bit.
I was at my agent's house, and it was kind of subdued. It was like, you know, it was him. Because nobody knew I was going to get drafted. So it wasn't like no big hoopla. And when I got drafted, I heard every word that was said to me because there wasn't nobody there.
Did you not think you were first rounder?
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting to be. And I remember – like I always say, when they called and they asked me, did I want to be a Jet? I almost said no. But I was like, boy, like, you know how to, you ever seen that movie to say, take the money, fool, take the money. Yeah, I was like,
imagine if they had the social media video calls then, and the Jets GM calls you. You want to be a Jet? No, I guess.
Joe, I almost said no. Because being from the Midwest and being drafted, going to New York, like when I went to New York was different. 42nd Street don't look like 42nd Street look now. It was different. So, yeah, I did not want to go.
Derek, good phone call. I mean, that's an interesting point he made about the kind of ruins the kid's moment, because you can't watch it on TV, right? Like, but depending on when the phone call comes in and everyone erupts, maybe you miss them actually saying your name on TV a little bit. It's a different kind of excitement.
It's different.
If they know who you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, I guess.
They don't know who he is.
But I remember watching it, and I was just like, for real? I'm going to New York? Because, like I said, I thought I was going to maybe a chance to go to Detroit. Who knows?
The other thing that's so different is if the same Hugh Douglas, same profile, same player was in this draft, you would know you were first round. You would probably have searched your name in mock drafts online.
Man.
Like then there was none of that.
You know what's funny? I remember seeing certain things that were being said in print. But yeah, to your point, it's different now, and you hear a lot of things. But even then, I was never one to feel like I was probably going to be a first round. I went to Central State. If anybody's ever seen my school, if you go down 42 and if you're driving too fast, you'll miss it. You'll miss my – it's that small. So I just never thought that way. Never thought that way.
So Derek mentioned there the Sixers, you know, it's difficult to rely on Joel late in the game because he's not a closer. He's a big man. Someone's got to kind of initiate the offense through him. So two things hit me. One, we hope Maxey continues to grow into being a guy that closes playoff games. And he could. He's obviously had a tremendous season. But, you know, if I tell you right now – that there's a player that's set to be a free agent that just averaged 25.7 points a game, that just averaged 8.3 assists per game, can handle the basketball, can run an offense, just shot 41% from three. What would you say to that kind of player, Hugh? That sounds like a guy that could maybe close the game, right?
It feels like it.
Yeah, I mean, that guy's name's LeBron James, and he's set to be a free agent. I know we're not ready to have this conversation quite yet because the Sixers are still alive and not eliminated yet. I'm just saying that if we think the issue is we need a closer here, I got a free agent about to be 25.7 points a game, Kyle, 41% from three.
Man, they're not going
to let him. Okay, 8.3 assists per game, just ready to be a free agent. There's your closer.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Curtis.
He's a complete joke at this point.
That's not true.
I can't guess he got a charity win against the Nuggets. And that saved them from getting swept.
His team got smoked by the best player in the league.
But I thought LeBron James. LeBron James. He can carry basketball teams. LeBron James is not going to come here and be a 3. He's not even going to come here and be a 2.
Good. I want him as the 1.
Joe, he's going to be 40 years old.
And look at the way he's still playing.
Oh man.
This reminds me, he's amazing.
He's amazing. Getting swept out of the first round.
This is the same thing
I
heard.
This is the first time in a long time it was like no KD, no Steph.
I know.
I would rather bring back Tobias Harris.
Dump that. Dump it.
I'm not dumping it.
Dump it.
It's true.
This is the same nonsense that was said when Tom Brady left New England. Old, cooked. He lost to the Titans in the first round. And then look what happened.
The Sixers are better off doing literally nothing this offseason than bringing in LeBron James.
Okay, when they go out in 5 to the Knicks, we'll rediscuss this whole thing. That you wouldn't rather LeBron James. Yes, they need him. And I would love him here. Black Gritty is up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Black Gritty!
Don't you Black Gritty me, Hugh. I'm going to get to you in a second. I mean, come on. First of all, Quinjet, I'm living on a Quinometer now of rage. It's just how mad I'm going to be. This dude just be grumping every day. Martin is Black Seinfeld. 99.9% of Black people know what Martin is, and like 20% of them know what Seinfeld is.
I didn't want to hit him with that true.
And the exact opposite for Seinfeld. I've seen a lot of Seinfeld, but I've missed a lot of episodes. I saw my daughter, educated her on Martin. She went to school, started telling the jokes. People were laughing. They're like, oh, you never saw Martin? Now half of her grade, the junior girls, are all watching Martin, reliving some comedy, and living up to this. Still funny to this day.
What does it say about me that I liked Seinfeld and Martin when I was a kid?
Oh, that's what I'm about to give you finally credit for. This show has saved your life, credibility, and style. Because you used to be a horrible trash fan the night alone. Leave you to your own devices, boy, you be thinking shit. But put you between positive you and negative Nelly, and now you become the voice of reason. I can't stand it because, you know, I usually only like it. But having to agree with you so much, I had a whole Black History Month and having to love you over you. Now, Hugh, back to you. I can't even tweet live my life without your little funky positivity and you talking about negativity. I've been stabbed in the chest year after year with the same blade. It's like Game of Thrones. I'm the Night King. I know I'm going to die, but I keep trying to go against these people. And everything I do, I die. And Hugh's out here, well, you know you got to.
Why I got to sound like Goofy, though?
I put on my shorts and my Philly pants. I tell you what, you got to be shut up, Hugh.
I feel attacked.
And for everybody who loves to call after me and say, people don't know to get emotional. Yes, I get emotional. It's Philadelphia. It's Philadelphia. It's ride or die. It's 4-4. It's 5-5. And I'm overweight. I'm risking my life loving this team. You know how hard it is? I had a heart attack yet? I'm on medication, Hugh. But your positivity is killing me. Like I said, I hate having to deal with Joe Giglio and agree with him. Watch yourself, Quinjet. They better win tonight. They better win the series. But you know what's going to happen? They're not. And I'm going to cry about it. And Hugh, you better be negative just like you do on the internet sometimes. I want you to
I've been trying to work on my negative. Listen, Black Gritty, I've been wearing lavender. I feel better. Like the lavender is calming. It's very, very calming.
Last thing I'm going to say to you about this, okay? You and me gonna have to put on some suits and slap box because you get real Joe the camera like it. Next thing I know, you got a bubble bath, lavender.
No, it's not.
It does sound like something.
First of all,
no, it's true.
You won't
first
roll
of all,
with your dog to get kicked. You got to lose.
First of all,
you got to lose. Your
not
car.
Taking no
you,
bubble baths.
Roll
I will
with your boy.
I will rock with the lavender though.
Hey, let's go get this chicken, brother. Get back on the train.
Refuse
to go get the chicken.
I'm telling you, he's onto something there. The lavender does seem like something the camera would throw in the bath.
No, I'm not throwing it in the bath. It's like a cologne. It's like a lavender smell.
So wait a second. So you when you say you're wearing the lavender, because we have this thing where we put it like in the dryer sheets, and then even in the washing machine, so the clothes come out smelling like lavender. Yeah. I like that. But you're wearing lavender?
No, I bought like, cause I wear oils. I don't wear like, you know, I don't wear like cologne, traditional cologne. I wear the oils, like,
so
you know,
it's lavender
oils.
Cologne.
It's like lavender oil, yeah. And I just put it on, man, and it's just calming. It just, you know.
Yeah, when you say oils, is it coming like a spray bottle? Like
no,
a
it's like an oil. It's like an oil.
You know who
like,
else loves lavender, Hugh?
Who?
My girlfriend.
That's fine.
My wife likes it. Yeah.
Y'all, that is not discouraging. Neither one of you guys are discouraging me from wearing lavender because women like the way that lavender smells. And I feel like me wearing lavender, like when I wake up in the morning and I put my lavender smells on, it's just, and I drink my mushroom coffee. It's just so calming.
You have changed, man.
I am
you
not are. Changing.
This guy destroyed Sean King in a playoff game.
No, I'm just saying.
He's got lavender.
It's just that. It's calming. And I just feel like as dark as it looks now, I just feel good about this team.
You know what we need tonight? It's very simple, everyone. Some lavender and some rebounds. And we got ourselves a series.
Lavender's calming.
215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls. You got to hear what Jeremiah Trotter Sr. said yesterday on the afternoon show. And then we'll let you hear the A.J. Brown press conference live on Sports Radio 94 W.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.